U.S. President Barack Obama and top Republicans faced off yesterday over a Democratic plan in the Senate to crack down on Wall Street. After talks in the White House, Republicans said the reform bill would protect big banks, hurt small banks, and guarantee endless taxpayer bailouts of Wall Street. As the Senate prepares to begin debate in less than 2 weeks on legislation revamping regulation of the financial industry, the question of bailouts has elevated the sharp partisan differences over how to respond to the 2008 crisis that caused a near meltdown on Wall Street. Michael McKenna is the president of the Washington-based group MWR Strategies. He said that this meeting and the following ones are not likely to address the real causes of the financial meltdown.
We have a financial inquiry reform commission, which is separate from what's going on the legislation, to look at the causes of the meltdown. That commission will have its report done in about a year. We're going to have the legislation done in about 2 months. In a rational world, we'd figure out what caused the meltdown first and then legislate on it. Like you say, the meltdown was caused primarily by a mismatch between values and loan obligations in the residential real estate market, and some in the commercial real estate market, but mostly residential. The bill we're talking about now, the bill the president's talking about and meeting with members of Congress about, addresses that not at all. So it doesn't address the cause of this meltdown, and there's going to be another one in the future. What is this going to mean for the euro? Almost nothing. What is going to mean a lot for the euro in the long run is the American inability to spend within our means, both in a private sense, although private debt's coming down a little bit, but much more importantly in a governmental sense, and that debt is exploding. And there's nothing that's going to get done in the next 2 months is going to change that.